The city of Chagrin sits at highways 385 and 20. It's a gateway to the Nebraska Panhandle and to South Dakota. Even on a quiet off-tourist season weekday afternoon, the roads are pretty busy. Brenda Johnson is executive director for Nebraska Northwest Development Corporation. The group's goals are to promote the area and help small businesses thrive. Johnson is glad to see that three road projects have been approved for Western Nebraska so far.
I think money-wise, it's honestly a pretty fair amount of money. With us being very rural and we really count on these type of projects, it's going to help three areas that are larger portions of Western Nebraska as well.
The $11 million in projects approved for the Panhandle include resurfacing US 385 leading from Hemingford to Chagrin, resurfacing I-80 between Chapel and Oshkosh, and pavement repair between Sydney and Chapel. Sydney City Manager Gary Pearson says it's good to see federal funds providing some employment for construction workers outside of his town, but Pearson would like to see at least some of the federal stimulus funds redirected.
We were hopeful that perhaps some of the dollars could have been used in local communities who do not receive very much funding for addressing our highway and street needs. But we found out that because of the way the state decided to distribute the money, we were not going to be eligible to receive any funds because we're too progressive.
Pearson says Sydney is being penalized for having an economy that's doing well. He feels that if the city wasn't doing as well, they'd qualify for stimulus funds. Spokesperson Mary Jo Oy says the Department of Roads is still in the early stages of distributing the stimulus dollars. She adds that there's no estimate at this point on how many total jobs the project will create. Bid letting to contractors and selection of road projects will continue for the next 3 to 4 months. For NET Radio News, I'm Jim Kent in Chagrin.